Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Lingraphica Radio. Today we're very pleased to be presenting a live interview session, live from the floor of the ASHES Show 2015 in Denver, Colorado, with Michelle Hart-Henry, Vice President of Innovation, Sales, and Marketing at Lingraphica, and Kevin Self, Manager of Marketing Communications of Lingraphica. And you guys are going to tell us all about all the exciting things you've got lined up this year. Welcome, Michelle and Kevin.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
So, Michelle, you guys are there. It was the first big day. What was the vibe like at the show after the first day? What are people talking about?
Steve, this is a highly energetic crew here at this year's ASHA. It's a really large group. I went to the opening session this morning and listened to the president of ASHA and the conference co-chairs give an overview of what's happening here in Denver, and there are more than 13,000 participants here this year. That's not a record, but still quite a large number. And what's interesting is that the theme of this year's show is about change, changing lives and the changes that ASHA is going through, and they've been celebrating the anniversary of the last time the show was in Denver, which was 1968. And at that time, ASHA introduced a resolution for inclusion and diversity in the practice. And so there's been a revisiting of what it was like to be a member of ASHA in 1968. And in fact, in this morning's opening session, they actually asked attendees from the 1968 show to stand up and be recognized. And there were more than a handful of those attendees there this morning. It was great.
Wow. That is cool. That must have been something. What an organization. I mean, they've been around so long and they've done so much, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Kevin, at the booth, there's some changes, and this year you have all your clinical consultant team in the booth and available to talk to SLPs and caregivers and everyone else out there. So tell me more about that. Why that change and what's it been like?
Yeah, it's been a great year. I know that we have expanded the clinical consulting team, and we really wanted to bring all of them out here to Denver and give them an opportunity to kind of meet face-to-face with some of their co-working SLPs. And for those of us intimate with the TalkPath Live, the new online therapy solution that we offer, you know, they can actually meet the SLPs that they will be having therapy with right there at the booth. So we're really excited. It's been a well-trafficked booth this year. And anyway, tomorrow looks like it's going to be more of the same.
So tell me more about what's in the booth, Kevin. What products are people seeing? What solutions?
I think the big win this year was TalkPath News. We launched this earlier in the year, and we have just integrated it into our dedicated speech-generating devices. It's always been a browser platform. It's available in app format, both as an Android platform and on the App Store, but now it's also in the devices. So it's a really great tool to begin with. It's 5 days a week. We offer current events updated regularly throughout the day. It speaks an article to a user. It highlights the text. It's at a slower rate of speech, and then there are even comprehension questions at the back end of that. So it's been the wow factor in the booth. It's been very well received.
And, Michelle, TalkPath News has a lot of uses, doesn't it? I mean, an SLP even an aphasia center might use it in their sessions. But also there's a real need for things like this in the world of aphasia, right?
Yes, absolutely. What makes TalkPath News interesting and special as far as we're concerned is that it gives access to current events and news to people who might not otherwise get that kind of access. It's designed so that they can comprehend, they can listen, they can read, they can see the pictures, and then they can answer the comprehension questions to keep them engaged. And we've talked to SLPs here who are interested in using it as an extension of their own therapy. They're interested in using it in group sessions as part of homework plans. And we already know that our aphasia center partners that we met and spoke with even this morning through Aphasia Access use TalkPath News as a part of their regular program. So it's something that we're very excited to be able to offer. And again, I think it's another example of how we continue to try to figure out new ways to innovate and integrate those innovations into our legacy products, which are our speech generating devices.
So this year, Lingraphica is in booth 332 at ASHA in Denver, and you guys always have a lot of fun with your booth and do a lot of unusual things. I understand there's a gentleman named Mr. Unlimited. Can you tell me more about him, Kevin, and some of the other cool things you guys are doing in the booth this year?
Yeah, the theme this year at the booth is Be Unlimited. So we are taking that to a new level. We do have a giveaway this year. It is a GoPro. So in the spirit of being unlimited, we do have a Lingraphica employee walking around taking footage and video asking SLPs, how are they unlimited? You know, how do they go the extra mile with their clients to make a difference? We also have a canvas in the booth. We are asking them to write how they are unlimited and how they bring that to their clients on a regular basis. So it's been fun, a lot of excitement in the booth. And, you know, Mr. GoPro will make an appearance tomorrow. We won't say where, we won't say when. But anyway, anyone who offers a little bit of their time to speak to him will be entered to win the GoPro on Saturday.
That's awesome. Tell me about Yap Guru.
So Yap Guru is going to be in our booth tomorrow at 11:30 to 1, and you know, they are all about apps, and they are going to be there talking to SLPs about therapy apps, how they can incorporate them into their practices. They will be speaking about some of our apps, other apps, but it'll be a great opportunity for anyone who's interested in either talking and discussing what apps they're currently using, or if they have a need for apps. Then it'll be a good overview of what is out there. So I would encourage anyone that that is interested in that subject to stop by the booth tomorrow at 11:30, and you know, the crew from Yap Guru will be there along with us and have an opportunity to show you all of ours, the devices. You might even get a special appearance by the GoPro guy.
Mr. Unlimited, I love the name. Apps are something Lingraphica knows quite a bit about. You guys launched the Smalltalk apps years ago and are well known for them, a set of free apps of all different kinds that have helped so many people throughout the years. I know that apps and technology are a big part of this. We've talked about scale and how they've embraced technology. Where do you see technology heading this year in the world of aphasia, Michelle, and what are you seeing there? I know it's early in the show, so maybe you haven't had time to see it all yet, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that technology is a given, and it will only become more integral into the lives of all of us, not just people with aphasia. And what's, I think, always interesting and challenging to remember is that people with aphasia, you know, had regular, normal lives just like the rest of us, and then they had whatever incident brought on the aphasia. So if they were comfortable with and used technology before, they're certainly going to want to use technology going forward. And what we're seeing is as the SLPs are coming to us who are in graduate school right now, they are very comfortable with technology, more so, I think, than their foremothers or the founders of kind of this whole world. And in fact, two graduate students came up to talk to me, and they ran right over the touch clock, and they said, oh, yeah, this is the one. And I said, this is the one what? And they said, oh, well, we had an entire class in AAC, and part of our assignment was we had to use your device, and we had to learn how to customize it. We were each given a persona of a patient to customize the device for. I love your device. It's so easy to use. And that was just great to hear, because for years the debate was around whether or not we were teaching our SLP students enough about AAC and incorporating technology into their practices. And now I think that technology is ubiquitous. And, in fact, one of the things that we are participating in this year is an app-based treasure hunt, if you will, that's actually sponsored by ASHA. So I think the technology is becoming just a part of daily life, in for speech language pathologists, for audiologists, and the clients that they treat.
One of those technologies, Michelle, is TalkPath Live. You guys have introduced it. It's starting to catch on quite well. You're doing sessions with it. And I understand the entire TalkPath Live team is at ASH in Denver this year, right?
Yes, they are all here. So it's a small but mighty team. They are here to learn as well as to meet SLPs, because part of what we wanted to do in launching TalkPath Live isn't take business away from SLPs, but to be a resource to them so that when their clients have potentially hit their coverage limits for speech therapy or for other reasons have to go off of caseload, we know that SLPs want their patients to succeed and get as much therapy as possible. And what we want to be able to do is have a warm handoff from a private practice or rehab-based SLP to one of our TalkPath Live SLPs. We can take the client onto caseload, and then when the benefits restart or when there are other reasons that they need to go back to their original SLP, we'll do the warm handoff right back. So we really want SLPs to see us as an extension and not competition. And so that's part of the reason the team is here.
So, Kevin, there's a lot of presentations going on at ASHA every year. Which ones are high on your list that you want to see or that you recommend other people see? And please feel free to be completely biased towards those being shown by your guys.
Well, you know what's really funny, Steve? So I'll jump in and answer that one, because I'm particularly proud of the fact that we, again, have a platform presentation by Dr. Steele, which is the second part of our scale outcome study. And we also have four different poster presentations here this year. So our team is going to be biased, and they're going to spend their time at our posters and our presentations.
That's great. And we interviewed Dr. Steele last time, talking about his paper. And I just want to tell the listeners that tomorrow we'll be interviewing Lisa Haynes and Leland Wheeler as they present a show on Blog Talk Radio about building a functional maintenance program that embraces the life participation approach to the aphasia model. And that's pretty exciting. So there are a lot of people who are going to be there, a huge number actually, 13,000 you said, but there are a lot that aren't. So for SLPs that can't make it to the show, what's the one thing, Kevin, you would want for them to take away from Lingraphica's presence this year?
I really think that if we have a complete solution now. I think now that we have the TalkPath solution set out there, the suite, if you will, between TalkPath News, TalkPath Live, and then the TalkPath Therapy exercise module that we rolled out last year, it's all now integrated into our devices as well. So, you know, we would just welcome the opportunity to be that company of innovation and have them come by and take a look. And for those who can't make it here, then all of these can be seen, tried, and then tested on their own wherever they are. Just give us a call, and, you know, we'll be sure we can, you know, extend all of this technology and innovation to them.
And if they're at ASHA, that's booth 332. Michelle, for SLPs that cannot make it to the show, what's the one thing you would want them to take away from your presence there this year?
That we are always available to them, and all they have to do is pick up the phone or go online, and we will do our best to work with them wherever they are, however they need, because just as they care deeply about their clients and their client success, we care deeply about the same thing as well as the SLPs.
Outstanding. Guys, thank you for calling in from the show. I know you're busy. This has been a great update, and we'll be talking to your team tomorrow. And again, that's Lisa Haynes and Leland Wheeler. And this has just been awesome, guys. Congratulations on yet another great ASHA show.
Thank you, Steve.
And
Thanks, Steve. Fun as always.
Yeah. For our listeners, it's booth 332 at ASHA. And it's aphasia.com is the website. And, of course, Lingraphica is all over social media. And if you know them at all, you know they're all over it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, all of it. So definitely check out aphasia.com and find your way to their social media channels. And if you're at ASHA, it's booth 332. Guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.